With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold his order on birthright citizenship.
President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to uphold his order declaring that children born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Lower court judges have blocked the Trump administration's citizenship restrictions from taking effect anywhere. Any decision on whether the high court would take up the case is probably months away, and arguments would probably not happen until late winter or early spring. On the first day of Trump's second term, he signed an executive order that would upend more than 125 years of understanding that anyone born in the U.S. is a U.S. citizen, according to the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Donna Porter, Washington.
Republican strategist Erin McGuire says there's a reason Attorney General Pam Bondi is taking her time to make sure she succeeds if she brings charges against government officials accused of engaging in lawfare against President Trump.
This is a Department of Justice that wants to make sure when they bring charges that they are able to convict those who have committed crimes against the United States. So this is kind of that perilous point where Republicans and conservatives certainly have demanded a fidelity to outcome. We need to demand fidelity to the process.
Federal health officials warning consumers not to eat certain heat and eat beef meatball pasta meals.
They're sold at Walmart stores nationwide. Market-side linguine with beef meatballs and marinara sauce may be contaminated with listeria previously linked to a deadly outbreak. The meals were sold in 12-ounce clear plastic trays and have Best Buy dates of September 22nd through October 1st. Fresh Realm, the food producer that distributed the products, says tests show that pasta and the meatball meals may be contaminated with the same bacteria tied to a recall of...
This is SRN News. China launching a crackdown on clergy. Here's Michael Harrington.
This one is taking place online. The communist government is restricting what content pastors are allowed to put up on the web, requiring that all of it be vetted first by party officials. According to the human rights group Bitter Winter, quote, in the age of digital ministry, where sermons stream and prayers ping, the regulation feels like a deliberate attempt to unplug the sacred from the social. Pastors have also been banned from evangelizing amongst youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, the Sunshine State became the first to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through the third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had followed Florida's lead. This is SRN News. It may soon be safe to go back into water. Here's Ron Taylor.
Australian scientists have tested bite-resistant wetsuits by letting sharks bite them at sea. The study shows these suits can help keep swimmers safe. While fatal shark bites are rare, increased shark sightings have people looking for protection. Researchers at Flinders University tested four materials and found they all reduced damage from shark bites. Experts say these suits are promising for those in shark-prone areas, but caution is still needed. Ron Taylor reporting.
In college football, number 3 Penn State hosts number 6 Oregon today. Number 1 Ohio State on the road to Washington in the two biggest games in this week's Big Ten schedule. The Oregon-Penn State game, a rematch of the Ducks' 45-37 victory in last year's Big Ten championship game. Washington putting a 22-game home winning streak on the line against the defending national champs. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.